Leading the news, a senior economist is warning the Senate's obstruction of key budget measures could cost a whopping $300 billion over the next decade. Treasurer Joe Hockey has already warned he may look at other possible savings to bypass the Senate roadblock. Chris Richardson from Deloitte Access Economics says the budget bottom line is in real trouble.
It looks as if we won't get budget repair in Australia. Essentially, the Senate is not just blocking the budget for the next handful of years, but blocking the budget for the next decade.
The Israeli army says it's agreed to a UN request to halt attacks on Gaza for 5 hours on humanitarian grounds. Earlier, Israel had urged thousands of people living in east and north Gaza to leave their homes as it continued its airstrikes. Israel abandoned an earlier ceasefire when Hamas refused to comply. US media giant Time Warner has rejected a takeover bid by Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox. The offer was worth around $85 billion. Reports say Fox has offered to sell the Time Warner-owned CNN as part of the proposed takeover deal. And smoking rates in Australia are continuing to fall. New figures by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare show the number of people who smoke daily fell almost 2.5% between 2010 and 2013. Smoking rates have now almost halved in the past 20 years.